else that needs to go to youth worship or to the nursery. Okay, there is a new church directory out. One of the reasons I got it was to help me with my preaching. And it helps me because when somebody falls asleep, now when I say, touch Billy over there, everybody know who Billy is. And you reach over there and you touch him and wake him up. Just make sure you get the right Billy. Maybe I have to say the whole name to do it. We do have a sermon outline there. It's on the very, very back of your bulletin. I told y'all I needed 10 people to tell me they wanted me to do a sermon outline. Only 7 of you did it. But then I remember that scripture in which Abraham said, God had said, I'm going to destroy the city. And God says, Abraham said, what if 50 righteous people are there? Will you save it? He says, all right, I'll save it for the 50. And he said, 45. All right, 45. He got him all the way down to 10 and before Abraham stopped. So I looked at the proportion, 7 to 10, and it came out in y'all's favor. So I went ahead and did a sermon outline. However, if I don't get 30 of y'all the next time, 30 of you the next time, I'm just trying to save me a little time. Okay, title of today's message is God's Final Plan. What about 2012? I got 2012. Oh, yeah. Great day. We are in that century. Man almighty, I'm older than I thought I was. Let's pray. Lord, as we look at your word this morning, speak to our hearts that we might take heed to what the Spirit of the Lord says. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I do have to take about an extra 10 minutes to preach this morning, just because there's a whole lot of information, and I want to make sure I get it out as much as possible anyways. Let's see here. I went looking all over for my sermon. Be funny if I got the wrong bulletin up here. But Pastor Kelly is ready to come up here with Sylvia backing her up. Y'all ready? Sylvia's running out the door now. Somebody grab that lady. All right, we are in the second week of our series, Hope for the World. Now, today there does not seem to be a whole lot of hope for the world apart from Christ. We hear of global warming that is supposed to be taking place, which is supposed to lead to the melting of the ice caps up in the polar region, which will cause the ocean levels to rise, which will cause great flooding and a host of other disasters with it. Now, I plan to be dead by all that time all that takes place, so I'm not too worried about it personally. But maybe our great-great-great-grandchildren may have to worry about that. So we should be at least concerned. Now, the latest thing to come on the scene is the Mayan prophecy of galactic gloom that is supposed to come in the year 2012. Now, before you go out and try to do everything you can before 2012, let me encourage you to put your hope in God and nowhere else. Amen? Now, don't do too alarmed with this 2012 stuff. The Mayans, they were a civilization in Central America that had a lot of great mathematicians and astronomers. They learned how to chart the movement of the stars with great accuracy. Part of it was they were sun worshipers. And they had a concept of time that a new age comes into being every 5,125 years. And 2012 will be the end of one of those 5,125-year cycles. And what the Mayans did, they did not predict the destruction of the world. They believed that at the end of each age, some type of cataclysmic event would happen. The movie coming out about 2012, all that is sheer speculation. Don't you go home and say this is what the Bible teaches, because it didn't. The Mayans did not predict anything specific other than one age would end and another age would begin. Now, the reason this one was such a big one is that They believe there were five ages, and 2012 is the end of the last of the five. So they didn't know what was going to happen after that. But we don't have to worry about it because we know God. Now, people like to know the future. Pastor Kelly ran y'all through that last week. People a lot of times are fascinated with prophecies. Oh, man, did you hear what Nostradamus prophesied? The only thing that I have wrong with Nostradamus is they always wait till something happened. Then they go back and find something, and they say, oh, you know this little line here, this is what me. I'm not interested in that kind of prophecy. I want you to tell me something that I can understand today so that when tomorrow comes, I know it is coming. Now, there was a prophet in the Bible who accurately predicted the future. King Nebuchadnezzar had dreams that he didn't understand, and he asked Daniel, what did these things mean? And Daniel told him that God has shown you what is going to happen in the future. And then Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar, he accurately predicted the rise of the Medes and Persian Empire, the rise of the Greek Empire, the rise of the Roman Empire in that exact order. And as a matter of fact, Daniel was so exact in what he predicted that people then turned around and said, well, Daniel couldn't have lived when he said he lived. This book actually had to have been written much later than it really was. But God showed Daniel what was going to happen at the end of the world even before Jesus came on the scene. Now, if Daniel was right about the Greek Empire and the Roman Empire and the Persian Empire, chances are he is going to be right about what he said about the final days. Now, Daniel did not simply offer some gloom and doom and say, y'all just better watch out. He had a message of hope for the world because God was still in charge at the very end. Now, there are people who believe what the Bible teaches, but they are waiting for certain things to happen before they get serious about following God. They intend to come to know the Lord. They just intend on doing it at a later time. You heard folks say, oh, well, I believe, but I just ain't ready. In other words, there's a little bit more sin I want to do before I come in. Now, some of y'all might be sitting here in the sanctuary right now that's got that philosophy. Now, this plan of waiting until you have done all you want to do, it may or it may not work depending on when you die or when the rapture takes place. Now, the rapture, for those of you who don't know, is that instant moment in time in which all of a sudden, without warning, Jesus takes out of this world everybody that is living for him before the rise of the Antichrist. So if you blink, it will have gone past you. And the Bible teaches that after the rapture, everybody that's left should get ready for some hard times. But Jesus still leaves the world with hope that all is not lost and people will still be able to get saved even though it's going to be more difficult and it will most likely cost you your life. Now let's just suppose for a moment that you are one of those people who says, I plan on getting saved one day. And the rapture takes place on a Saturday afternoon about 1 o'clock. Now, some of us would be here in the middle of the choir rehearsal. What do you think if all of a sudden four of the tenors, three of the altos, five of the sopranos just and they was gone? And if y'all don't come out of that bathroom and get back to rehearsal? Or suppose you driving down the highway and all of a sudden, cars coming at you left. What is wrong with these fools? And you realize nobody is driving the cars. Or some of us, we've gone shopping and we just can't wait to take this stuff home. And we go to write the check. And when we write that check and we ask the cashier, what's the date? And the cashier is gone while we're trying to get that date. Some of us could be at a game, and there we are, and the quarterback, he goes back for a pass, and just as he goes like this, the ball falls down on the ground. The quarterback's gone. The receiver's still running. Half the line, some of the referees, and half the fans are gone. Some of us will be at home listening to the radio or others watching the TV, and we will hear. We interrupt this program to bring you a very important bulletin. Several airplanes all over the country have crashed. It is believed the planes were hijacked by terrorists and deliberately crashed. You then call for your husband or wife. Honey, come in here and see what's on the TV. Honey, come in here and see what's on the TV. Where in the world? Gone. Mama, how much longer with them pancakes? Them pancakes, how much longer? You walk in the kitchen, them pancakes burning up on the stove. Gone. You then hear a siren coming down the street. Stay in your house. We repeat, stay in your house. We are under attack by unknown terrorists. You look at the TV again, and some official is encouraging the nation to be calm. Something strange has happened, but the government is on top of it. Although millions of people are being reported missing around the world, this situation is under control. Please do not use your automobile to go out on the highway because there are plenty of abandoned cars. We repeat, everything is under control. You get to thinking. If this ain't the funniest thing I ever heard, let me call Pastor Rick and see what happened. Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you'd like to leave a message, do so at the sound of the tone. I'm planning on being out of here. And even though, don't even try calling Pastor Toby. We catching hands together to go with Jesus. All of a sudden you cry, oh my God, it's the rapture. Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins. Take me too. And you go out, you try to jump up. It does not work like that. And then you decide, man, the Bible was right about the rapture. It's probably right about the rest of the stuff it said. So you decide you're going to give your life to Christ, and you're going to win as many people as possible before the tribulation period gets here. You now know your only true hope for the world is to live your life for Jesus Christ. Now, at first, the whole world is going to be thrown into confusion over what has happened. Somebody is going to say, aliens have come and abducted people. They're going to be sitting there on the Larry King Live program. They almost got me, but I ran away just in the nick of time. Others are going to say it's a secret government plot to get rid of some of the population because there was too many people on welfare and trying to do this, that, and the other thing. Some people are going to be bold enough to stand up and say, I'll tell you exactly what happened. I done gave my life to Christ. It's the rapture. God has taken people out of this world just like the Bible said. Some of them are going to say, fool, if you don't sit down and be quiet, that is so ridiculous. Look at how many good people who went to church are still here. We got some bishops, some elders, some deacons, some ushers, some choir members, some youth workers, some Bible teachers. All of them are still here. Now, how are you going to say God done came and took the church? Because everybody ain't going to be ready. Now, the world is going to be hungry for new leadership because it has no hope. And the Word of God teaches that an eloquent leader is going to arise with great political skills. He is going to have a charisma about him that is far greater than our own presidents. At first, he'll be able to bring hope and peace to the world, And people from all over the world are going to adore him. They will be won over by his charm and by his wit. It's not until toward the middle and end of the tribulation period that his true colors begin to show through. And this awesome leader will be from Satan himself. He is identified as the Antichrist. And one of his crowning moments will come from an assassination. Someone is going to give him a fatal wound from which he will die, but the Antichrist will rise from the dead. He will have a partner, religious partner, that will be able to do all kinds of miracles, even calling fire down from heaven to earth. And many people are going to say, wait a minute, this guy is raised from the dead. This guy is doing all kind of miracles. This has to be from God. Not only that, the Antichrist's partner is going to have this statue built to represent the Antichrist. And he's going to say something to that statue, and that statue is going to come alive. And the statue will say, everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, must receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead as a sign of allegiance. Anyone who does not receive the mark will not be able to buy or sell anything. At first, the mark is voluntary. Get it if you want to, but you don't have to. Now, some of us are going to want to eat and buy stuff real quick. So we're going to be the first one up there in the line to get the mark. There is a problem in getting the mark if Jesus is going to be your hope. For Revelations 14, 9 through 12 says, a third angel followed them and said in a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on the forehead or on the hand, he too will drink of the wine of God's fury, which has been poured full strength into the cup of his wrath. He will be tormented with burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment rises forever and ever. There is no rest day or night for those who worship the beast and his image, or for anyone who receives the mark of his name. This calls for patient endurance on the part of the saints who obey God's commandments and remain faithful to Jesus. Now you may think, Pastor Rick, all I got to do is not get the mark. Well, the only problem is that eventually the mark becomes mandatory. And this is when you must remember your ultimate hope is to be in God. God is the hope of the world because the beast and the Antichrist are heading toward eternal destruction and taking all of their followers with them. Anyone who refuses to receive the mark will have his head cut off. Gives a whole new meaning to the phrase, I think I lost my mind. You're going to have a choice to make. Will I choose to face the wrath of the Antichrist? Or will I choose the second hope being offered to me by God, that even though I lose my life, I ultimately gain it? Now, if you had been raptured when Jesus came for the church, you wouldn't even be facing this dilemma. But because you were just holding out a little bit longer. Now, if you're planning on buying or selling something, you're going to have to take the mark. We used to think, of course, you'll always be able to buy something from somebody. But I want you to notice here, the Bible has accurately predicted a day is coming when someone can control who can buy something and who can't. Now, how in the world could the Apostle John, who was exiled on an island called Patmos 2,000 years ago, know that a system would come in which every transaction between people all over the world could be monitored? You see, God knew then that credit cards and debit cards were coming into existence. How many of you here got a credit card? If you go to the gas station with a credit card and you got two cars and you fill up the first one and it moves and you try to fill up the second one, that second card will be denied. The only way you can get gas is to go call up the credit card company, explain to them what your situation is, and then they will allow you to do it. Now, don't you realize if they can block your gas transaction, they can block all your transactions? You say, I'll just steal me somebody else's card and ask God to forgive me after I've done it. Now, in your outline, you see that little picture there? That, what you see there is a small computer chip that is about the size of a piece of rice, a little tiny thing, grain of rice. And that chip is produced by Verimed. This little chip is placed underneath your skin, and it contains all the medical background on you. Its ad reads this: your health link is always with you and cannot be lost or stolen. It provides emergency room doctors and nurses with your vital medical and emergency contact information, allowing them to treat you rapidly, accurately, and safely during an emergency. The health link cannot be lost, stolen, misplaced, or counterfeited. It is safe, secure, reversible, and always with you. Now, with this little thing inserted into your body somewhere, all you got to do is walk in the doctor's office and they go, shoo, and all your information show up immediately on the screen. And don't you know, if they can provide all your medical information with something like that, they can know immediately who you are when you walk into a room. In the future, you won't even need a card to go get money out of your bank account. You just walk up there and they, shh, what you doing here? You ain't got no money in your account. Keep on moving. Now, the good news is we won't be bouncing any more checks and paying those exorbitant fees, because they'll know right instantly you don't have the money. We will become little walking computers with our own GPS system built right in. Because the company that produced VeriMed for HealthLink, they started out, their name now is Positive ID, with the same little rice-like piece of chip that they put inside so that they can know where whatever is. Now, this GPS thing, it started with cars. I don't know how many of y'all remember what was called Loaded Jack or something. We were in Boston back then. And they had this thing, when you bought it, you put it in your car. 30 minutes after the criminal stole your car, the police would have it. Then a few years ago, I told you how they had advanced to putting that little thing in pets so that you'd know where your pet was. If your pet got lost or stolen, $30. They'd find that joke in an instant. Now, let me show you how it's going to happen to get into all of us. With all the uproar over registering sex offenders and knowing where they are in your neighborhood, how many of you know the next step in order to know where those people are is a little chip like this, so that you can keep watch on where they moving in the neighborhood? I was in the bed the other day and I saw a commercial on advertising parents. They said, parents, do you know where your teen really are? And they had a bracelet that they said their teens, you could have your teen wear this bracelet. And when you call us, we can tell you instantly within 40 feet if your teens are where they told you. So if you done said you down at the mall, and they called and it says, look to me like you down at the Blue Top Club. Now, how many of you know teens are going to be smart enough to figure out how to get that bracelet off? So what's the next step? Give me your arm. That little chip is inside now. How many of you know teens ain't gonna cut off their arm to go to the club or somewhere else they ain't supposed to be? Think of how hard it would be for the drug dealer. In order to make a drug deal, they gotta have high-tech scanning equipment there on the corner. And with that, there's a trail of money leaving your account to their account, and now they can tell who got money coming where. It would eliminate the drug trade, at least out there on the corner. And then some of us who want to know where our little kids are, we scared to death because there'll be commercials. Any moment now, somebody may be snatching your kid off the street. But if you put one of these things in your kid, we guarantee to find them within the first 15 minutes. Oh, I got to get one of them for my kids. Mountain climbers. Them nuts that be climbing mountains and nobody know where they are, and they done slipped off. You know how much money it costs to go searching for them? From now on, if y'all climb mountains, y'all getting this chip so we'll know exactly where you are when you fall. Soldiers. Soldiers who are captured in battle. With a chip, you can tell where they keeping your soldiers. So if you got to make a rescue attempt. So see, there's a lot of positive stuff that can go with this. So as a population, we won't have any problem surrendering our freedom because we think we're becoming more protected when all along we're losing freedom. Now, the Apostle John predicted a world government that could completely control who could buy and who could sell. Do you see, we are almost there? You steal somebody's credit card and try running across country making payments. The police will be waiting for you about the next stop. Now, see, you're going this way. He should be out of gas about right here. They'll be waiting for you on the highway just from When the Antichrist comes along, he's going to make sure everyone gets one of these superpower chips. Already today, every time you use your little Giant Eagle card or your power card, you're so glad that you saved an extra $2.30 off your bill, and you don't know because you did that they can now sell your bill to somebody else. Somebody wants to know which one of y'all eats grits. How much grits do they eat? What kind of toilet paper do they use? What kind of deodorant? How much of it? They want to know that so they can send you coupons in the mail so that you can come buy some more of it. You realize insurance companies, they know what medicine you buy and how often you buy it, and they share it with other insurance companies so that they can tell, don't you dare insure this joker. He already taking 15 different medicines. Ain't no telling what's going to happen. You try to go get life insurance. You know, we really would like to help you out, but you got a few things we don't like. When you go to the hospital, those privacy notices, anybody besides me take the time to read them? Them things say, you agree that we can give all your information to any other insurance company that we want to give it for any other purpose, for any other reason, including collections, not paying your bill, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Every time I go, I say, no, I'm not signing this. And they say, okay. And I still get service. But some of you, you done signed your whole history away 15 times. Do you know now insurance companies want to collect our DNA so that they can tell which one of us might get a disease that we might not never get, but they deny coverage because of it? Do you realize that they were discussing a bill, I think, in the Senate where they want to ban employers from being able to use DNA background material? Why? Because they look and they see that my mother had a mental illness. Maybe I'm not a good person to be a CEO because she got this gene and I got this gene and I might pick this up. Those of you who somebody steals something at your house and you ready to call the insurance company to report it, if it ain't a whole lot of money, go go ahead and eat the loss? Somebody broke in Pastor Toby and I's house when we was in Georgia. We filed a claim with our insurance company. Don't you know the next time we went to get insurance, they had put us in the highest insurance bracket for the next 3 years? The increase in our insurance cost us more than what it was we lost. And if you make enough insurance claims on your home, when you try to sell it to somebody else, they can't get insurance because insurance companies have told the other companies, this house done been broken in 5 times. Don't you dare risk it. We thought we were in charge of using our emails and our cell phones. Now we know that deleted emails are not deleted. Ask the mayor of Detroit, who lost his job over emails. Tiger Woods, he got into trouble this week over caller ID. Because every time you use your cell phone, there's a machine writing down who you call, when you call, how long you talk, and all that other stuff. And when you make a call, let me just show you something. When you make a call, you send out an electronic signal. Anybody can snatch that signal if they got the right equipment to do it. And you just blab it off at the mouth like nobody's business. Police might be listening in for all you know. By the time you get home, come on and get in. We got a ride for you. Now, how did John know all this kind of stuff was going to be possible in the future? Because God lives in the future. God told us all this was going to get, this was going to happen, and that things are really going to get bad, but there is going to be a way out. Now, if you don't be ready when the rapture comes, it's going to be some hard times coming. You lose your job because you won't get the mark. You thrown out of your apartment because you won't get the mark. You become an enemy of the state. And don't think, oh, I know my mama and my daddy are going to help me out. For Jesus said this, brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. Everyone will hate you because of me, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved. Your own family going to turn you in. You talking about, I love Jesus so I can't get to Mark. Give me about 15 minutes. I'll tell y'all where you can find it. The moment we accept the mark, we become the beast for all of eternity. There is no other chance. There is no, I made a mistake. And don't think you're going to just be able to hide, because the Antichrist is going to search down everybody who does not have the mark in order to cut their head off. But God says, remember this. All those who take the mark, when I judge the beast, judgment will fall on them too. For the scripture says, an angel will pour a bowl out on the land, and ugly and painful sores will break out on the people who have the mark of the beast. Now, some of y'all know y'all don't want y'all's face messed up. You definitely better not get the mark. The second angel will pour out a bowl on the sea, and the sea will turn to blood, and most of the stuff in it will die. Do you know how much food we get from the ocean? You realize famine will become a major problem? The third angel will pour out a bowl on the rivers, and fresh water will turn to blood. That means the famine will be even worse. All those of you who like freshwater catfish, it's gone. And the scripture says God will do this because the Antichrist will have shed so many people's blood that he will give those people who are left blood to drink. The fourth angel will pour out a bowl on the sun so that the sun becomes extremely hot. It's going to be so hot. It's going to feel like somebody has a hot iron sticking it to your flesh. Your skin will be burning, but there won't be anything touching it. And the scripture says, even though people will be in intense pain, instead of asking God for mercy, they will curse God and refuse to repent. The fifth angel will pour out his bowl on the throne of the Antichrist and his kingdom, and everything is just going to go black for a while. It's going to be a darkness that you can feel. And the Bible says people will be in great agony and pain in the midst of this darkness, yet they still will refuse to repent. The sixth angel, when he pours out his bowl, evil spirits are going to go forth to unite the people of the world to declare war on God in the battle of Armageddon. And when the seventh angel pours out his bowl into the air, it says the greatest earthquake the world has known is going to hit. It's going to cause islands and mountains to disappear. Now, we know what the tsunami did a few years ago with that earthquake, but that wasn't the same size earthquake. Can you imagine an earthquake hitting in the Atlantic Ocean and the tsunami that would come about? Boston is gone. New York City is gone. Savannah, Georgia is gone. Jacksonville, Florida, Miami, Florida, Orlando, all those cities on the coast, gone. And the scripture says, huge balls of hail, weighing 100 pounds each, will come falling from the sky, destroying what they hit. And yet again, it says, people will not repent, but instead will curse God because of how terrible the plague is. This is happening on a worldwide scale. It is at the end of the tribulation period that God says, enough is enough. And Jesus comes back with a host of angels and with the saints. They launch an attack on the Antichrist and the beast and all the humans who have joined his army. It's not going to be any doubt about who is going to win. For in an instant, the false prophet, the Antichrist, both of them will be thrown into the lake of fire. And that huge army that they have with them will be slain by one sword that comes out of Jesus' mouth. Satan will then be chained up for 1,000 years and thrown into a pit. Now, I know some of y'all think the devil is in hell right now with a pitchfork ruling everybody. Oh, no, he's not. As a matter of fact, right now in this time period, it doesn't look like anybody has been thrown into the lake of fire yet. There's people in Hades, but they're not in the lake of fire. Because after 1,000 years, Jesus will reign on this earth for 1,000 years. At the end of 1,000 years, Satan is going to be set free one last time. He's going to amass one last army. He's going to launch one more attack, and then it will be over for him. He will be seized. Then he will be thrown into the lake of fire with the false prophet and the Antichrist to be tormented forever. And then the scripture says that's when the resurrection of everybody else takes place who did not know Christ. Everyone whose name is not found in the book of life will be thrown into the lake of fire, which was prepared for the devil and his angels. A new city of Jerusalem will come down out of heaven, and God is going to create a new heavens and a new earth where there will be no more mourning, no more crying, no more pain, no more sickness, no more death. Now, I know a lot of y'all think we're going to be spending eternity in heaven, but according to the scriptures, it says God is creating a new earth for us to live upon that is yet to be created. God offers us a hope for the end times. But my friends, we got to be prepared to make it happen. And it all begins with knowing Jesus Christ. You see, if Jesus just made up all the stuff he said about himself, then there's no reason for any of us to be concerned. But if Jesus is actually who he said he is. We need to be ready when we meet him, no matter how he comes or whether we go into him. Because he is the hope for the world. He knows what is going to happen because he's already been there. Are you ready to meet Jesus this morning? Or are you just still going to hold back and try overcoming the Antichrist? Things are nowhere near as bad as they one day are going to get. Again, I tell you, God is our only hope. Amen. Let us pray.